The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, throughout the generations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Lord, we come before you. Lord, thank you that you reign forever, that you are our God today. Lord, thank you that you are constant. Lord, thank you that your word endures forever. Lord, that your love endures forever. Lord, and that the things that you have done, Lord, in the time of David and the times of the Psalms, Lord, that is who you are today. Lord, and that is who we get to experience. This God from the Bible is the God for us today. Jesus, I ask that you would just put it upon the hearts of every person here this morning. Lord, fill us with, Lord, just an overwhelming desire to express praise and adoration. Lord, we bless your name for, Lord, for who you are, for what you have done. Lord, thank you that your character, Lord, that you are making us into your character. Lord, thank you that you, Lord, that you live within us and that you are the hope of glory that resides within us and moves through us. Lord, we love you today. Be honored in our gathering. Lord, we lift our voices and our hearts to a mighty God, and we say that you are worthy, that you are upon your throne, and that, Lord, we are indebted forever to you and for what you have done. Inhabit the praises of your people as we sing and as we express our love to you today, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Gather in the holy place, bless
This morning, just about this character of God, that He is constant. James 1:17, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3:6 says, I am the Lord and I do not change. 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, He will remain faithful, for He cannot disown Himself. His circumstances change, but the character of God never changes. He is completely independent of our circumstances. Regardless of our situations, whatever we're going through this morning, we have a reason to praise God, because His character never changes. And for a lot of us, to praise can sometimes be, for some of us, the best expression of faith for us, because it does this to us. It causes us to fix our eyes upon the eternal and not what is temporary, not what we can see with our eyes, not what the situations around us tell us. but we can hold on to the constant word of God and what he is doing in our midst. He is faithful this morning. Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. That's more than a catchphrase. It's truth. His love is everlasting. And what he said 2,000 years ago in his word is just as powerful today, and it is what we are called to today. His words have not changed. Know that this morning, that he is faithful. Thank you that you never fail us, that you never leave us or forsake us, Lord. Lord, we declare that this morning. We praise you, Jesus.
Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave,
constant in the trial,
constant in the trial.
have a reason to worship because of your love for who you are. You never change, you never fail us, Lord. Your word endures forever, Jesus. Thank you. hearts can say, Lord, you are with us, you're right beside us, Lord. You lead us in the way we should go. Finish your work in us, Lord. You're faithful to complete the work you started in us, Lord. Empower us by your Spirit, breathe on us. Your Spirit move in this place. Remind us of your goodness, Lord. Show us your ways that we never walk alone.
Oh,
sovereign King.
Sovereign King, to you I offer life is a hallelujah, song of one redeemed. I've known the sweetness of your friendship, the power of your spirit, the treasure
faithful to a thousand generations, and you are faithful to this generation, where we are in life. Lord, you never change. Lord, that there are things that, Lord, for all of us, that you have spoken into our life, maybe long ago, things that maybe we have forgotten about. Lord, but your word doesn't change, and what you say doesn't change. Lord, remind us of those things that maybe from long ago that you have spoken into our spirit. Lord, renew those things. Bring those things back to our minds. Lord, for some of us, Lord, that we need to seek you out fervently on those things today. Lord, things that have lied dormant, Lord, bring them to life in your time. Bring them to fruition in your time. Thank you that you, without a doubt, complete the work that you started in your children and your people. So I pray that over my brothers and sisters today, that you would complete the work that you started, and that we would, as an act of faith, praise you in every season and every situation. Or that we would fix our eyes upon the eternal and not what is seen, what is unseen. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. We love you and we praise you. In your precious name, we pray. Amen.